saw the Regesh, like Boima, builds in a tremendous, touches a tremendous nerve of Regesh, Mitzad, the lemais of it, Rav Shem Yochai was Megala, tremendous Chelik of Torah, was Megala, Rosendereisa, but Tachlis, it's Nagea for very few people, people who, those in the, of all the Doris who actually knew this, are on the fingers of a hand, and some Shaykhs, the Chelik of Torah, that he was Megala, besides the specific Limudim, there's something there that's Negea to Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's Negea to every Loimei Torah. That's what we'll try to touch on. In the Pizman of Bar Yochai, it goes up, it's a Pizman built around the Inyanim of Pnim, and it goes up in ascending order from Darga to Darga, a description of what Rav Shem Yochai attained, and his own personal milus. And the last stanza, which means the highest nekudah they touched upon, goes as follows. It says, Bar Yochai, Oyer mufla rum maila. You touched on an oyer that's mufla. Mufla means something that's beyond. In other words, a ha'ara that is not beholden by us, which is something almost a stira minei obey. You can't have an or mufla that is an or mufla is not an or. Or means something that's may or something, it's megala something, and mufla means something that is completely hidden. It's not, if the Goyen says mufla is more than mechusa, means it's something that the chalal has no gilui. So how can you have an or that's mufla? You can have or that's gonus, but not or mufla. Rum mailo, of a very high darga. Your reisa mila habit kiravlo, you were scared to look at it because it's a tremendous ha'ara. Ta'aluma, it's a mystery. V'ayin kairila, it has a double meaning. V'ayin kairila means no one can read it, or it is called ayin. Namta, and you spoke ayin lo tisherecha, that no eye can behold you. So it's the sense of the stanza goes in two directions. That Reb Shim Be'echoi beheld something that was the Or Mufla that a person could not look at. It was the Or that it's Yori Milahabit. He named it and he called it Ayin because it's nothingness. We can't, for us it's nothingness. And you said Ayin Lo Tisherecha, that on this Or the words Ayin Lo Tisherecha, an eye cannot behold it. Tisherecha Mlashim, to see. So the highest darga that Shem Yochai attained was a ha'ara that's completely mechusa and completely not bar gilui for us, which is a dava. It's a stira minei bay. What does it mean, a ha'ara and a gilui that's completely not beholden? It didn't say that he made it beholden. He called it ayin. That's what it is. And vice versa, it's a description of Reb Shem Yochai's own darga that he's a ha'ara mufla. That's one of the reasons why they the minute to light the Or. It's an Or Mufla that Reb Shem Yochai said about himself, or said about Reb Shem Yochai, Ayin Lo Tisherecha, that his Giluyim are Giluyim that are beyond comprehension and so on. But Eich Shelo Yeh, both parts of it need a beer. What does it mean that there is a Ha'ara that is completely unbeholden? That is something that is Mufla, something that's a Taluma, something that's called Ayin. An ayin with an ayin loy tisherecha. The balapiyut of Moshe Levi, of Shimon Levi, takes it from Bemis, is taking it from the psukim. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he had his first gilui by the snare, it says that he was that he was mechases panim. He was scared to look at it. And Chazal saying, Mor Bracha says he was zeichet to three things, beschus three things. Beschus that he couldn't, b'schus that he covered himself, and b'schus that he was scared, it says, he was zeicher that v'yorim migeshes elov, that Klal Yisrael was scared to approach him, and b'schus that he couldn't look, he was zeicher to t'munas Hashem yabit. The yorim milahabit, in both the yorim was a schus and the milahabit was a schus, that he was zeicher to t'munas Hashem yabit. So, Bem is both in Yonim. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu had the same darga. Moshe Rabbeinu had an inyan that's the exact same nekuda. He had a gilui. His first gilui was a gilui das yorim milahabit. And he was zeicher, first of all, to be mabit, t'munas Hashem yabit. And his own personal, he was zeicher that yorim ilgeshes elov. Both things need a hezba. It's almost a stira. It says that it was yorim ilahabit. It's a place that you can't look, so it was zeicher t'munas Hashem yabit. If it's appropriate not to look, then what does it mean it was zeicher to see it? It's kilo the yira itself created that schus. The yira itself is needed for that to see it, and that produced it. And what was the big inyan that people were afraid to see him? I mean, it's a covet, but we're talking about things that are of substance. There's an inyan in the vayyarem egeshes elov that was a darga, a teiva for Klal Yisrael. There was an inyan there, Moshe as a rei mehemne, Moshe as a rei neman. The vayyarem egeshes elov is something that is a mile in his anhaga. So I want to start off with, just read a small inyan in the Zohar. It says, the Zohar itself is a medrash with a lot of different inyanim, Tarev is different inyanim, Josh is Amsukim, Limudim of Chachmas Apnim, and all sorts of different inyanim. There are two of the major inyanim that are kilo separate parts of the Zohar. One is called the Idra Zuta, which is the last teaching that he had to all his Talmidim together, and he was Nifta when he taught it. That's the Idra Zuta. And then there's the Idra Rabba, which is his first big teaching. It's in Parshas Nosoi. The Bali Remes say that Nosoi is always the Parsha of the Matan Torah, and this is where the big Gilui Ma, Balka Panim, it said, he gathered in his Talmidim, and he said, until now, our Torah's had a certain chisaron in it, and we need to start being doirish in Yonim, there'll be metak in this chisaron. And he asked everyone to come together. And then it says, Yosef Reb Shimon Ubocha, he sat and he cried. Va'oma, and he said, Va'i galina, va'i loy galina. I'm not sure, is it, sorry if I'm a gala in Yonim that I'm in the room of Shul Oilam, and sorry if I'm not Megala. In other words, I'm in a quandary. If these are in Yonim that it's not good to be Megala, not good to be Master, I don't know what to do. So Chavraya, the Havet Hamon Ishtaku, the Tzibu that was there was quiet. They didn't have what to say. Kom Rebaba. Rebaba was the big Talmud, and the last of the Idri is the one who's writing down all of his words till the very end. The Omale. Inicha Kamei Demar Ligalo. If you want to be Megala, Hoksiv Soyd Hashem Lireyav. It says Soyd Hashem Lireyav. Vehochev Raya Ilain Dachlin the Kutchabichinu. And this Chabur is a Chabur of Yeshemayim. We already were once together and learned together. Minhoin Olu, Minhoin Nafku. And he sat, counted his Talmidim, and began to teach the major portion of his Inyanim Giluyim. What does it mean? He told him, don't worry, Seyid Hashem Lireyav. It's not mashma that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was worried that they'd be Megala to outsiders, to other people. He was worried that they would be Megala, it just the Etzim Gilui Advarim. The Etzim Gilui Advarim are Advarim that in the Munosh Oilam, and the Gilui is very, very hard. It says that when Targum Yonason made his Targum, the world shook. So what is the confidence? It says, Soyd Hashem Lireyav, all Yerei Shemayim, you can tell us the Soydis. What is the inyan of not telling the Soydis? I mean, the childish comprehension is kilu, you could do something better. Soid. The soid Hashem Lirei of Brisa Loidiyam, there's a special anhag of soid. There's a chelik of Torah that's called soid, and that should only go Lirei. What's that chelik and what's that in? So let's talk a little bit about this, because the soid is a dimension in Torah that's negiah to everyone, no matter what he's learning. There's the world of soid. A person looks around and sees something. He sees something in Teva. It's something works, something, there's a phenomenon in Teva, and the person stands baffled by it. Teva Adam is that he wants a bailus on things, and he wants to be kind of tfisa on it. So a person discovers it, explores it, a person analyzes it, and a person understands it until it's his. Once I understand something completely, I'm the bailam completely on it. That is Tevav Chachma. So Chachma is kivish the world. Chachma is something that brings out the content of the world, the hidden content, and I have it, and I grasp it, and that's what it is. That's the world of Chachma, in Teva, let's call it. And that it says Chachma's Adam Toripanov, a person's Chachma, it brings out the best in him, it brings out the Tzuras Adam. In Torah, there's a paradox. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe took the Luchas, Moshe held on to two Tfachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyoch held on to two Tfachim, and they were struggling with it by the Chet Egel, and two Tfachim were in the middle. And the Maral explains that as a Shnayim Oichsim, and each one had Mokim Shodim Agas, and the middle was Yachloiku. That's where the Shituf of Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. But the problem is, Mimonefshach, if I understand it, then it's mine. And it's completely Vashus Adam, and it's not divine. In as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, and as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond Adam, that Torah I don't have either. So where is that chelik that stands between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When a person is learning, the chelik that already makes sense, that's his. That's Chachma. That belongs to the world of Chachma. The chelik that is infinite and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's is his. So how do I have Torah that contains in itself a chelik of the Ein Sof? So let's give a marshal. A person is learning a sugya. A person learns a sugya, and he has a shaila. There's an important shaila in the sugya. How it works, how does this kinyan work, how can it work lachazman, and so on. And the person begins to think about it, and at a certain point he begins to get a sense of what's behind the sugya. Kilu, what's the yisai? And then he begins to work and bring it down, put it into words, be magdir it, prove it, answer kashas, and so on. At the moment that the person senses the chelik of the sugya, that's he senses what's behind the sugya, at that moment he touches on something that's beyond him, and it's not yet become his. Just like when a person, the first moment when recognition hits is the moment when there's something there. It's like when a person drills and all of a sudden he feels something rushing up. He knows there's something there, and when it comes up, he knows whether it's water, whether it's oil, whether it's gas, or whatever it is. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misada de Bria, to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Adam. On the one hand of Torah, one chelik of Torah is the chelik that the person can be teifis and become a bailam on it, and it's my understanding, and it's under my shlita, my tfisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, and His Torah is Ein Sof. And the Or Mufla is Ein Sof, and that's beyond me. That's beyond where I am. And there I have no shaykhus to. But when the person is omel on what he has, and he hears that there's something behind, oh, there's an akuda here leading to something much bigger, that chelik is an Or Mufla. That chelik is a chelik that's beyond him, but it's mayor. The person that heard the Ein Sof behind it, and, I see there's something behind it. And then the person has to take the process of bringing it out, bringing it down, and making Teres Adam out of it. He has to take that gilui and start chewing it up and making it into something that is Teres Adam. But there's a t'nai. If a person's approach is that when he grabbed that and pulled it to his side and made it part of his avon and his tfisa, then that's it. With that, it's finished. That's called mekatzes benetiyos. That means the person's cut. He's cut the branch from the ikar, and he's divorced HaKadosh Baruch out of the Torah. If after my amelus b'Torah, I put this far down and say, oh, I have the sugya down, this is the sugya, the way I understand it, that's it, then the person, in a certain sense, was mekatzes benetiyos. Finished. He's divorced. It's no longer HaKadosh Baruch. It's his, complete, and that's it. The person has to see, just like when a person drilled the hole and the first rush of water came out, the shaita says, oh, I found the water that was behind it. The chacham, the hairs, the water that's coming out has brought other water up to just beneath the surface, and when that comes up, there's going to be other water behind it, and so on and so forth. The understanding that there's always something behind what I have, and that's a chelik that I've yet to see, and a chelik that I've yet to be teifis, but behargasha I teherit, because I always see everything with something behind it. That's the tefis of soid. The tefis of soid is once a person understands it and teheres it and puts it and quantifies it and puts it in diburim. And that chelik is not said anymore. That chelik is chachma. But when the person when the person's attitude is, and behind what I just put down now, and was teifus now, there lies something else. And every time I'm meishach something, every time there's nimshach a certain hara, something, I know that behind it something else lays. That's the yachas of the chelki agluyim of Torah, and the chelik of Soid of Torah. Soid is always the head as something behind it. We've said over many times the Mishnah Chagiga that you don't give over, you don't teach Ma'isim Merkava to anybody except for Chacham U'Mevin Me'atzma. You give him Rashi Prakim. It's always Rashi Prakim. That's the Chachma. The Chachma is what you have is a Shoresh for something that will come, which is a Shoresh for something that will come, which is something that will come. That is the darga of the hearing something al pi soid. The person that hears that behind everything that I said, there's an Ein Sof waiting to be miskala. The avoid is to be amon to bring it out, and then as I'm bringing out something la'oyer, and I'm making it into golui, I hear that behind it there's always a nistar. That was the gilui that Rav Shimon Yochai brought to this world. And that's why he told the Talmidim, Seira, that's why Vaili, he said, if I'm not Megala it, they'll never know that there's a Seir behind it. And if I am Megala it, they're going to make the mistake to think that that's it. So Shimon Chai filled in the missing part of Torah. Torah was missing the Seir HaKadosh, and Shimon Chai filled it in. And that's a terrible thing. Vailim Galina, Vailim Loi Galina. If I'm not going to Megala, people will never know that the Torah that we have is a drop in the bucket of a Tohoim. And if we are, and if I am Megala, they're going to think that this is it. So as Talmidim Rebbe answered, if it's nicha to you to be Megala, Soyd Hashem li Reyov, we are the darg of Yoreim, like it says, Ki Yore Mehabit. Ki Yore Mehabit means when a person's natural instinct is to look, because that gives him the shlita on something. The Koyach HaRe'iyah gives a person tfisa and shlita on something. When a person knows that what he's about to see is going to overwhelm him, it's more than his tfisa and shlita, then a person is scared to look at it. So his Talmidim told him, Soyid Hashem Lireyav, if the Rebbe thinks that it's the right time to megalit, then we'll never take things as they are and make it as ours, and that's it. With that, it's over. We always have the Yorim Ilahabitika cook and tfisa. And that's the pshat by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Yorim Ilahabit. The only person that you can be megalit tumunas Hashem, the only person that it's possible to be megala in yonim that are shayach to the parashat tumunas Hashem, is the person that's Yorim Ilahabit. Because the person that looks at it grossly, that means it became theirs. That's a pgam. That re'iyah becomes a pgam. Because they take a likus and they make it finite. The person who's Yoram al-Habit says, I don't have the kelim, my kelim overflow and I can't look at it. If that's your attitude, then you can look at it, because you, every piece that you will understand, you'll deher the horror behind it. When Moshe Rabbeinu was v'yor megesh eselav, it wasn't just the fireworks. Moshe Rabbeinu, so chosh, everybody's scared, he has this tremendous fire. It was a gilui in just like chochmas adam tari panav. When a person has chochma, you deher the teichen of the person. When a person has yira, and he has the tfisa of this type of darga, then people see a light that they're scared of. They say the person has a ha'ara loim al modein. He's carrying a ha'ara that's beyond tfisa. So just like chachmas adam tari panav is because chachma is something which enlightens, the deeper chachma of yira is something which frightens because it overwhelms the person. Chachma fits into his kelim, and b'meila the person is very nichale with chachma. There's a certain simcha with chachma because it's his. And yira is the beyond chachma, because that's something that the person is overwhelmed with. And that's what we said in the Bar Yochai in that last one. That Bar Yochai, Reb Shimon Yochai was zeicha to an or mufla. It says in the Sfarim, or mufla is the or in soif. He was zeicha to ha'ara that's ein soif. It's ta'aluma. It's the hidden one that's v'ayin kala. But it's a ha'ara. It's not the pshat. It's nothing. Fakert. He dehered. He was able to find the ha'ara in that or. That was the maila of Rav Shimon Yochai. The ta'aluma of ayin. He was able to dehear. And Rav Shimon Yochai said, this is our aura that's ayin l'tishirena. It's not, the ayin is not toifis that are aura. It's a ha'ara that you have to think behind the ayin. What you are toifis, the ha'ara that's mufla, the aura that's the taluma is behind it. And that's Rav Shimon Yochai, it was the yorm ilahabit. He said, you can't look with your eyes because it's beyond where the eyes are. And that was his gilui that aura. It says in the Chelek Zohar that when he was Nifta, Hashem Yochai, they couldn't look at him all day. And because of the great fire, that's Libi Oimeli, that's the same dag of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yorim Igeshes Elov. That a person who has that inyan, it's an inyan shayach to all of us, in the sense that for somebody who's a Baal Nefesh, the struggle, a person who's a Baal Chachma, wants to know, wants to understand, and there's a sense of that which he understood is his, and the danger is always there's a cutoff point. The person is satisfied. This is it. Fine. I have it. I know it. I understand it. And I said a good word. The real oimek of Torah is it's chachma on one side, and it's a taluma on the other side. it's Einei Ha'eda on one side, and it's Ayin Lo Tishrech on the other side. A person needs to keep the double-edged approach to it. Yira and Chachma together give a person Torah the way it is. Chachma works at taking the thread that just the little thread that we saw, bring it out, and make a chelik that Ayin is shalit nit, make it into the Zayza Torah. And Yira the hairs that behind the little piece that I just discovered and understood and made mamashes out of it, there now lies a whole new taluma. And the Yira Milahabit, the person, the same person who works so hard at understanding Torah and is mafrich and maksha, metaretz and magdir, the same person has a tremendous awe that But this is the edge of something that's way bigger than me. It's way beyond me. That's the dagger that's the schus of Shem Rechoy was megala, that wherever a person learns Torah, whatever dagger is behind the pshat and rabbis truth, there's soid. And when a person lives with those two daggers, that's when he had that kesher to Ribbono Shel Olam. The two tefachim that are in my hands, they are meilus to make what I have into mine, to the hair to be teifis. And the understanding that the infinite weight behind it to be nimshach and understood and so on.